The mid-2020s could be the most challenging time in generations to be retired or approaching retirement. To be sure, there have been difficult periods in the past, but challenges are emerging that are likely to present stiffer tests for this generation of retirees. The last 40 years have been generally favorable to retirees. There were tough periods within those four decades, but the overall trends have been good ones. Strong bull markets in both stocks and bonds began in August 1982. Government policies in the United States and in most of the developed world fostered an environment that has been favorable to economic growth and investment markets and that has rewarded retirees. Investment returns over this period have been well above average, and that's despite at least two periods of significant and sustained losses in U.S. stock indices between 1982 and 2021. Strong investment returns covered up many of the mistakes people had made in other areas of their retirement finances. That was the past, but many people now take for granted the environment that created those good results. They have been taking it for granted that inflation and interest rates would remain low, that monetary policy would support stock prices, that government policies would be favorable to businesses and investors, and that the other key characteristics of the recent past would be permanent. That's not likely to be the case in the mid-2020s and beyond. Many of those positive trends and policies that began in 1982 are ending. In addition, there are new negative trends occurring that make the coming years likely to be very different from the previous 40 years. In many ways, the coming years are more likely to resemble the 1970s than any other modern period, but this time, there will be new and unique challenges. Inflation is back. Inflation steadily increased after World War II and accelerated in the 1960s and 1970s. Inflation was so high and persistent that most individuals and businesses assumed it would continue indefinitely. They built that belief into their financial decision-making. That belief reinforced inflation and embedded it in the economy. In 1982, the Federal Reserve, the Fed, made a significant change in its policies and set a new goal, wringing inflation out of the economy. It did that by raising interest rates and tightening monetary policy. The effort was successful, triggering a steady decline in inflation. After 1996, the 12-month increase in the Consumer Price Index, CPI, rarely rose above 2.5%, and it was often below 2%. You can see a chart of the changes in the Consumer Price Index in the bonus PDF that accompanies this audiobook. Other trends also contributed to lower inflation. Free trade and globalization expanded in the 1980s and boomed in the following years. As a result, the cost of manufacturing many goods decreased while supplies increased. At the same time, technology and other innovations increased productivity. Businesses were able to provide more goods and services at a lower cost than in the past. Deregulation and lower taxes also reduced the cost of doing business. With inflation contained, the Fed was able to focus on supporting the economy and stock markets. After the financial crisis in 2007 and 2008, the Fed injected a great deal of liquidity into the economy and markets without having to worry about inflation. In fact, one of the Fed's stated goals after the financial crisis was to support the prices of stocks and other investments. The Fed believed that higher asset prices would increase the wealth of households and make them more likely to spend money and support economic growth, a phenomenon known as the wealth effect.